the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Oh, get out of it. Hold on.
They're playing your tune, Paul Andrews. We have new technology and Paul.
We do indeed have new technology.
Smooth it all out.
Absolutely. Sorry about that. We will get there eventually. Anyway, you're listening to kentbusinessradio.co.uk. And channelradio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on this Tuesday, the 13th of October. And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
And may I ask question of the week? Apart from who Venom of the Week is, I wonder whether Venom Tech will tell us. Who might our sponsor be today?
This week's show sponsor is Supply mybusiness.co.uk.
Right.
If you want to do business in Kent at all, they're the place to do it. You can tender for jobs, you can put up jobs looking for suppliers, you can do all kinds of things. So do check it out and have a look. It will be cool.
Would that be the lovely Martin White?
It would indeed.
Who was at the meeting last Friday?
Sorry, say again.
The meeting we went to, the breakfast meeting last Friday.
He was, indeed.
Am I talking through a sock? Oh, that's better.
You are, you are. You told me to turn it down, so I turned it down, and now I can't hear you.
Well,
that's better.
My headphones.
Yeah, that's better. Okay,
I can hear you now. It was a good meeting, I thought.
It was an excellent meeting, yeah.
But you didn't just stop at one, did you? I had the breakfast. I was the only one that blagged egg and bacon.
You were, indeed. They wouldn't give us. They had sausages, bacon or egg, and you couldn't have all of them. You had to have one.
Maybe it was
But she managed to break two.
Well, I just gave him a scoff and quaff card, darling, and said, you know, I'll mention you. But it was a good meeting, I thought. Very, very interesting about the Thannington Park development. How did your business people like it, the development? You're not really concentrating.
No, I'm not, because there's loads of funny things happening here, and I'm not very happy about this. But anyway, my meeting went very well, thank you.
Good.
Yeah. I think what we'll do, Jules, so that I can mess about with this.
Yeah. Is shall I read something?
If you read something, that would be lovely, thank you.
Okay, but first of all, I'd just like to say a big warm welcome to all our guests. We've got crammed to the gills with the ladies. We have Astrid Goldsmith from mottduck.co.uk. You can follow her on @squirrelfilm. We also have Lucy Owen, and she is talking about women's enterprise in Kent, and you can follow that. Well, we'll put all the details after the show, but it will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But you can follow them on Twitter at Women's Ent Kent. I like that, Ent Kent. I think it's short for enterprise listener. So quite a nifty idea there. And then we'll be talking to Sarah Poole and Emma Haggerty, who's wearing a lovely bodycon dress. Not both of them, but Emma is. And they're going to be talking about Sparkle at the Castle, which is a young women, a young business women sparkling at the castle. And the date is the 4th of November. Sadly, I'll be in Manhattan. Otherwise, I would have come. And also,
really?
I'm not very young. So I'm going I'm going to have an old women's sparkle at the castle, because frankly, I could handle it. Couldn't I, Sarah?
You certainly could.
So I'm going to get on a read, but welcome to all of you. And our sponsor is the lovely Supply My Biz.
It is indeed, yeah.
So go onto their website and have a look. So first email is from, let's have a look. Oh, it's from a PR consultant to Margaret White, Graphocentric. And it says, "Dear Paul and Jules, just wondering," I think they've got that the wrong way around, don't you, ladies? "Just wondering if you might highlight my client, Margaret White's talk about next week, to East Kent Women in Business. Margaret White is a professional graphologist who will be speaking to members of East Kent Women in Business about the importance of handwriting in the computer age and how poor handwriting can have a direct impact on the way in which exam scripts are marked and job applications are vetted." I mean, who knew? So if you write something by hand, it can be vetted before somebody sees you. Now, the date for this is Wednesday, October the 21st, which is actually my mother's birthday.
Happy birthday, Ruth.
Yes, happy birthday. She'll be very young, 86, I think. I'll lose track. Now, the venue is at the Anne Robertson Centre. That's 55 London Road in Canterbury. And it's 7 to 9 p.m. Margaret is based in Sandwich, and she's been a professional graphologist for the last 30 years. Just gave her another 10 there, sorry. And was a pupil of the late Francis Hilliger, who's the founder of the British British Institute of Graphologists, of which she was also a founding member. So handwriting analysis, I didn't know this, but it is a science and it can be traced back to Socrates and is still very much in demand today. He was a Greek, wasn't he, Paul Andrews?
Socrates. It was, yep.
Little Greek, likes a bit of feta. Solicitors and barristers employ Margaret to verify the authenticity of documents and signatures, and companies and the recruitment sector regularly seek her assistance in candidate selection. So I'm just wondering, ladies, whether, you know, if you loop your Y's and things like that, what does it say about you?
That you're over elaborate.
She's frequently requested by the police to advise in criminal investigations. Do you remember all those, when there were quite a few murders back in time, when Jack the Ripper and also the Yorkshire Ripper, they brought often handwriting analysts in because they always get a lot of hoax letters, don't they?
They certainly do, yeah.
And the one you wrote didn't get through.
They spotted me straight away.
She also assists authors when researching and writing about historical figures and auction houses and private individuals who are trying to verify an artist's signature. So this is a real science. Anyway, so just to recap, it's 7 to 9 p.m, Wednesday the 21st of October in Canterbury at the Anne Robinson Centre. So that's from Penelope, who's the PR consultant to Margaret White, the Graphocentric.
Cool. Thank you for that.
Have you calmed down? Or
No, I've still got some problems, but I'm working my way through them at the moment.
Do you want me to read again?
No, it's okay. I shall participate when I'm doing this.
Okay.
I've had a tweet from Kent Discount Card. They are KDC Kent on the Twitter, and they say, "Hello, Paul. Would love a shout out for kdckent.co.uk, promoting business in the County of Kent. Thank you so much. My absolute pleasure. We are here to do exactly that. If you want to shout out, do tweet us. You can get in contact with us in all the normal ways. You can call us.
Carrier pigeon.
You can semaphore. You can carry a pigeon. You can send smoke signals, or you can call us on 01303. 874-998, that's 01303-874-998. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at Vanilla Web. And we have had a gazillion tweets already, and that was the first one, I just read.
And if you use the hashtag BBunker, you get extra points.
BBunker, yeah. Hashtag BBunker, don't forget that.
Yeah, extra points.
I've got another tweet here from Maidstone Waterfront.
Ooh,
and the Twitter handle is Waterfront Tie, T-H-A-I, opening this week in Maidstone, an authentic Thai restaurant.
What's that? I do love Thai food.
A restaurant and takeaway and delivery upstairs at the
Bridges. I'll have all three, takeaway, delivery and restaurant.
Thank you for that. Please. It's upstairs at the Bridges on the waterfront. For those of you that know Maidstone, that's the pub that's actually on the bridge by the Broadway. And they're opening this week. So do check them out, Maidstone Waterfront Thai Restaurant. Looking
Sounds
forward
lovely,
to it.
Doesn't it?
It's just next to my office as well, so I might pop in there
That'd
for
be
lunch.
Handy.
Yeah.
Thai food can be quite healthy if you don't have all the fried stuff.
Right. Nice one.
You
can read a tweet if you want.
Well, I will, but I've got a lot of emails to get through, Paul Andrews.
No, you haven't got that many.
Designer Life, You Love Workshop. Designer Life, You Love Workshop. Does that? I'm not saying that right. Designer Life, You Love Workshop. Anyway, let's get to the nitty-gritty. Join professional coach Hazel Adley to create your own positive change and design a life that is wonderful and fit for you uniquely. This taster workshop is a mix of personal writing and group exploration around the concept of consciously and proactively designing a life you love living.
Mm-hmm.
You will leave with greater clarity about what you want and the knowledge of how to create powerful goals to make this happen. This sounds intriguing, listener. Mm-hmm. 24th of October is when it's on. It's 10 a.m. till 12, and it's at the Friends Meeting House, also in Canterbury, 6 the Friars, and the website SatNav is, sorry, the SatNav is Charlie Tango 1, 2A, S for Sugar, and the price is a tenner. So that's Hazel Adley. You can go on to her little website, which is Hazel with a Z, Adley with a double D-L-E-Y, coaching.com. And there is a phone number, which is Canterbury Code 01227-392-051. And that is Design a Life You Love Workshop. And again, it's the 24th of October, 10 till 12 in Canterbury.
Thank you for that. We've had a tweet from Deborah Beanie on the Twitter. Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Deborah Beanie with a B-E-A-N-E-Y. Deborah Beanie. And she says, from the 3rd of November, I'll be taking client bookings. Deborah is a qualified reflexologist and beauty therapist, and she's based in Sevenoaks. And you can get hold of her by emailing her at deborahbeanie7@gmail.com, or you can indeed call her on Sevenoaks 01732 762 494. But the easiest way is to give her a follow on the Twitter, and then you can book your reflexology session there, can't you?
And we've got the lovely barrister broker tweeting in.
Hello, Russell.
From the community show. He's very handsome, you know. And he's actually used the hashtag, so he gets 85 points.
Brownie points for Russell.
So hashtag BBunker. Did you hear our Cheryl Baker interview last week? She was fab.
I did. It was fabulous.
Did she take a skirt off?
I offered to come in and do it, but apparently they were doing it over the phone, and they wouldn't let me in.
She was fab. And this week they've got Clive Empson from YLF Charity. That's on the Twitter, at YLF for Freddie Charity. Well done, guys. And Bridger Howells are tweeting in, listening to BBunker with Vanilla Webb and the lovely Jules Serkin. They say underlined. Don't mention much about you on that.
Do they not?
No.
One second.
They have mentioned your website, which is kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Oh, thank you.
Christopher Pollard is tweeting and chirping in. That's at Chris Connected, putting in telephone and telecommunications systems throughout Kent. Who else? Christopher Thames. He's a new one. Christopher Thames. Let's have a look at him. He's a founder at SLS Columbus GA. I think he's in Alabama. He's one of my followers. So hello to you, Christopher. Who else? We've got Laura Burton Lawrence as well tuning in. I wonder if they're together. She's tuned in with Milo the Cat as barrister broker. She's answering my question. He's on his way to London. New technology sounds scary. It will be. Who else have we got? Deborah Turner tweeting us from opposite.
From behind me?
Yes, from behind. Upwind.
She's tweeting the back of my head.
Upwind, as it were, showing us all in the studio. Hello in a box. Hello to you. And Zoltan Somlai. He might be another one of mine. Hello in a box. That's a new one. Is a service for your mobile that allows you to check and send all your email messages and social media posts from a single app. Sounds good. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Lovely Ken Heron has popped up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Says that the proper authorities have been alerted that I'm on my way to Manhattan.
And South Carolina.
South Carolina. Sweet potato pie. Yeah.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give
some
a damn.
Sweet potato pie. Mm-hmm. Yes, I shall be wearing it when I come back.
Watch out, America. She's on her way.
Yes. I expect... well, I'm going out. I've decided to go to Charleston.
Did you? Oh, God. You would. Thank you for that. Yeah.
That's my Charleston.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It works on the radio, that. Anyway, enough of her nonsense. Click Business. The lovely folks up there in the West Midlands are listening in. And Click Business say, hi, Vanilla Webb. We always welcome a shout-out, Paul. Have a great show. And careful with all those women in the studio.
He's in his element.
Yeah.
He really is.
Let me just tell you about Click Business, because they're lovely. They're fantastic folk.
Yeah.
Andrea and the team at Click Business.
Up north. You have to say it in a...
Yeah, Andrea's actually from the West Midlands, don't you know?
Well, do it like...
She's from the West Midlands.
Do it like
Noddy Holder. She's actually from Leeds, but she's based in the West Midlands.
So we
do a lot of that. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Click Business, which is her business, they help people complete tenders for large contracts. And very good at it they are too. And in conjunction with the Business Bunker Show, we have a page on the Kent Business Radio website where Andrea every day updates all the tenders that are available around the UK, and there's hundreds of them, for all kinds of businesses. So if you want to generate some new work, have a look at the Business Bunker Click Business tender page, and it's updated between Monday to Friday. It's updated every day, 5 days a week, with new tender opportunities. And if you ever want any help bidding for those tenders, Click Business Solutions are the people to do it. So consider yourself shouted out. We also had a tweet from Keep It In Kent. And they say, Vanilla Webb, that's me. A shout out, please, for Keep It In Kent. We have the New Year's Honours Awards. And it would be fab if you could tell people about the nominations. And you can send the nominations to Tina@keepitinkent.co.uk by the 30th of November. Now, they are going to put up a blog on their website, which tells you all about it and tells you how you can do it. And I think they've actually got the blog up now. And I think they have tweeted me what the blog link is, but I can't find it at the moment. So I'll have a look for it in a minute. And once I find it, I'll read out the link. But I suspect it will probably be something like keepitinkent.co.uk/blog. But that's a guess.
We are now live on Periscope. And I just saw a little Whitstable Stove Shop flashing up. So
did
they're
you?
Watching.
Okay.
I expect they're just getting a little barbecue together or something, smoking something gorgeous, don't you?
Do you reckon?
Smoking a little sausage.
They've got pizza ovens. Lemon. They have pizza ovens. So they might be knocking out a pizza for lunch.
Oh,
Lisa Parkinson has started a new business called Beachcomber Cakes. And Rockpool School of Baking at Dungeness. And they need a shout out. So here's a big shout out for Lisa Parkinson, the Rockpool School of Baking at Dungeness. And you can find out about them on their website, which is Baking by the Sea. bakingbythesea.co.uk, or you can follow Lisa on Twitter, and her Twitter handle is also bakingbythesea, so do check that out.
This is getting exhausting with Periscope. I find it all a bit stressful because I can't, you're rattling on and I can't answer anyone. They're
rattling
all,
on?
Yeah, well, they're
rattling
all talking on. To me on Periscope, and I can't answer them because you're rattling on. But Chris Connect.
Oh, well, sorry to get in the way of your tweetering. We'll stop the radio show and
no,
we'll just carry on with your Twitter, shall we?
It's all your fans, isn't it? Your
yeah.
posse.
Yeah.
Chris Connect saying hello, darling, and sending
hello, darling.
Hearts.
Mm.
And I think Laura Burton was there. And Chris Connect says, I must answer.
Why
do you bring your own water when I bought
I don't
you
like
this
yours.
Lovely Tankerton water?
Because I don't like yours. You bring me seawater.
Very rude you are.
You bring me water from dubious places.
Whitstable Stove says, well, I do doctor
you,
yours, of
you,
course.
You bring me dubious water. I don't know what you've put in it.
This is like one of those game shows, because they're telling me to tell you to shut up.
Hello.
And giving me tasks. You know,
hello.
Like, what's that game show, girls, where they give tasks, some young thing. My son,
do you mean Crystal Maze?
Something like that. I didn't ever work. But one of my young kids...
She looks like Richard O'Brien, doesn't she?
Who, me?
Yeah.
How rude. I don't
so
know
you...
what he looks like.
You just guess.
Was he a sports
yeah.
commentator?
Anyway, while you're burbling about that, I've got some more tweets to read. Lawyer Fair, the lovely folks at Lawyer Fair, says, we love the Business Bunker, and they use the Business Bunker hashtag. Thank you. Have a great show today, Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin, and we're listening, so thank you for that. And the great folks at JR Car Parts. Hi, Paul. Would love a shout-out, please. Prepare your car for winter at JR. We have de-icer, antifreeze, bulbs, screen wash, all at fab prices. And you can follow JR on the Twitter, JR, that's JAYAR Car Parts, all one word, JR Car Parts. Follow them on the Twitter. And winterise your car.
I wonder if Lucy the Poison Dwarf is with him.
I don't know.
I've given the Periscope now to Sarah, because I was just too much going on there.
Shall I tell you what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
I'm going to attempt to play some tunage.
Yeah, on your new system.
But so far this has not worked very well. So let's just see what happens. Cool.
If not, you've got to sing.
Otherwise, me and you are going to sing this. What?
Oh, I just saw something happen.
Yeah, no, it's not right.
Shall
anyway.
I read something while you play?
No. I know exactly what to do, I think.
You play with the nuts and I'll read.
Hey, oh! The idea!
Yeah. mama told me why I shouldn't know. Too much candy gonna rot your soul. If she loves you, let her go. Cause love only gets you down. Take a look at a boy like me. Never stood on my own two feet. Now I'm blue as I can be. Told me what I should know. Too much candy gonna rot your soul. If she loves you, let her go. Cause love only gets you down.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com.
Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 13th of October, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin.
The girls can eat these. They've got the girls. You've got a lovely present from Rift Accounting.
They're counting beans.
Yeah. So do tuck into them. Don't be shy.
Yeah, yeah. Eat your beans.
I had beans.
That was Mika with Lollipop.
Love it.
And the reason that I played that is from it's from an album called Cartoon Motion.
You see, I see what you did there.
Did you see what I did
yeah.
there? Did you see what I did
Very
there?
Very clever.
I'm glad you appreciated it.
I wanted you to play Astrid Gilberto.
I know you did, but that would have had no relevance whatsoever to what we were doing, apart from the fact they share a common first name.
Well, it worked for me.
I'm sure it worked for you, but it wouldn't work for anybody else. And I thought Mika's Lollipop was far more bouncy.
Very good.
I thought that was better.
But we could have done some salsa to Astrid.
Yeah, we could have done.
Gilberto.
Hey, do you know what, though?
Let's talk.
I'd like to talk to somebody sensible.
Yeah, mockduck.co.uk, don't you?
Mockduck Studios.
Mockduck.co.uk.
Yeah. And we've been asked not to mock the duck as well, because we do actually have a duck, a lawyer fair duck, out in the studio green room. But we won't mention that. It's an absolute pleasure, a joy and a pleasure, to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show our first guest today, the lovely Astrid Goldsmith of Mockduck Studios.
Hello, Paul. Hello, Jules.
Hi, yeah. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks.
And
for
your lovely mum, Teresa, in the background.
Oh, that's not actually my mum.
That's Lucy's mum.
Yeah. Somebody's mum.
No, Astrid's
Where
got,
is your lovely mum?
Astrid's got squirrels.
Yeah, my mum's in Brussels.
Is she?
But yes, that's
Does
where
she
lives.
There?
Yes. But yeah, I had squirrels chaperoning me here instead today.
And you got squirrels. you got squirrels and acorns and all kinds. Have you taken pictures of those? Did you periscope them?
You've got squirrels' teeth.
Yeah, did you periscope them?
They're being done now.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that's relevant to what Astrid's here to talk to us about, obviously. So why don't we just kick off and dive straight in, Astrid, and you tell us what you're up to.
Sure. Well, I have been a commercial model maker for about 12 years. Mm-hmm. And for the last 6 years, in between my freelance commercial model making, I've been making my own stop motion animated film called Squirrel Island. It's a sci-fi action thriller about squirrel apartheid. So reds Blimey. Versus greys. Yep.
So it's hold on. So it's an action thriller. With
yep.
a political overtone.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. All about squirrels.
Yeah. So it's set on a red squirrel island,
right.
A protected conservation area.
Right.
And kind of based on British islands like the Isle of Wight and Browns Sea Island,
right?
Where they've eradicated all grey squirrels, and one lone renegade grey squirrel gets trapped on the island,
right?
And we follow her in her kind of quest to survive.
Well, okay.
And she.
Oh, so this is grey squirrel protectionism, is it?
Well, I haven't taken sides. I think.
Hold on a minute. I used to be a member of the Tufty Club.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was a member of the Provisional Tufty Club, mate,
and we were too.
Red squirrels. Yeah. We were.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of red squirrels too. But I think that, you know, it's our fault that the grey squirrels are here.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've Tree created rats. The problem. Yeah, we've created the problem. We brought them over from North America 200 years ago.
Yeah.
And now we're kind of implementing weird policies to eradicate them.
Squirrel pie.
Yes.
Always a good one this season.
Absolutely. Can I ask you, I'll try and be sensible for a little while, sorry.
Okay.
Was the, apart from the fact that it's your talent and your skill and your ability doing these kind of things, are you actually trying to make a point about this, or is it just the theme of a film, if you see what I mean?
It is just a theme. I mean, obviously, animation takes a very long time. I've been working on this for 6 years. Mm. It is quite important to choose a topic that you care about,
sure,
and that means
absolutely.
Something to you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, halfway through the project, 4 years in, and you decide that you're making something frivolous and meaningless, that, you know, that's not the greatest
situation. No,
yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Jules is taking photographs and periscoping these models of squirrels and acorns. Now, are you telling me that you make these?
Yes. So I make everything. I make all the puppets and sets and props, and I animate.
Wow.
And I'm the lighting engineer and the cinematographer and the editor. Yeah. So I have done pretty much everything.
Just wow. just wow. I mean, the models, if you can't see them on Periscope, are absolutely amazing. And the work that's gone into that is huge. Can I ask you, I want to develop this and talk about it, because I know that at the moment you've got a Kickstarter project going to help you get this film to market. And we're happy to back that and support that. And in fact, I've made my little donation to it as well.
Much appreciated.
Which I'm more than happy to do, because it's a fabulous project. What I want to kind of dig into those a little bit is how you got into this business in the first place, how you became such a skilled and gifted model maker.
Oh.
did your mum buy you Lego when you're three or something?
I actually started sculpting. Sculpting is a very grand word for what I was doing when I was five. But I started making models and puppets when I was about five, out of Fimo, which is polymer clay that you bake in the oven. And I did that up until I was about 11. We didn't actually have a TV in the house, so I never saw stop motion.
Right.
Until I was 11, and I saw A Grand Day Out, you know, the Wallace and Gromit film.
Yep.
And I just really wanted to animate. So my parents bought me a Super 8 camera, and I started animating in my bedroom with plasticine. And I just kept going from there, really. And I did an MA in animation, and then...
Sorry to kind of dive in there.
Yeah, no, go.
Obviously, you got some of your motivation from Nick Park and that. You're probably too young to remember the forerunner of that, which was, what was his name? The Tony Hart thing. That
oh,
they used
oh
to
God,
with,
yeah.
Morph. That's the chap, yeah, yeah.
He was brilliant,
yeah,
Tony
yeah,
Hart.
Yeah, which was one of the very first things that came on British TV anyway, that used that kind of technique.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you just taught yourself, basically?
Yeah, I was self-taught, and that's why I kind of started shooting on film, because obviously we didn't have anything to plug a video camera into. And then when I got to...
it's a bit of a drawback not having a telly, really.
Yeah, but look what it did.
Yeah, yeah,
look
no, absolutely.
Did,
absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there
yeah.
Are,
creativity.
There are pros and cons.
Yeah.
I did resent it for most of my childhood,
I'm
but
sure.
I've got over that now.
Yeah.
Were your mum and dad scientific? Or teachers, or what do they do?
My mum is a piano teacher.
Right.
And my dad's a lawyer.
Okay, so what their reasoning behind not having a TV was to let you have creativity and imagination?
Yeah, they're both big readers, and they just didn't think that they thought there was a lot of rubbish on TV and they thought it was
they're
a waste
not wrong
of time.
There.
They want to watch it now. I mean, they would cringe now, wouldn't they?
Definitely. I mean, it has actually made me into a massive telly addict. So, you know.
Oh, has it? So it's sort of.
Yeah, in my adult life, yeah. Okay. Most Sundays I'm just, you know, on the TV, on the sofa watching Columbo, but. Yeah.
Let's talk about how long it takes you to make this gorgeous. Let's talk about the ginger.
Ginger squirrel.
How long would it take you to? Oh, and Serenity Beck has just joined. She's on holiday, you know.
Hi, Bex.
Hello. She's going off on holiday tomorrow, so we're
cool.
Gorgeous.
Thanks for that.
How long would it take you to make something like this beautiful ginger squirrel?
Well, once the moulds are made, so I sculpt the head and the body and then make silicone moulds and cast in resin and foam. Once that process is done, which would take a few weeks, each squirrel takes about 2 weeks to make. So from casting to making the armature, which helps them move and hold their pose when I'm animating, and then sewing their skins on, painting everything, making the costumes. Yeah, it is a long process. There's about 30 characters in the film.
Right.
But they have great faces, don't they? They do have real character faces as well. I love it. And the little acorn. What's he called?
He's called Mr. Acorn.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have a competition to name him?
It was a long, hard road to get to that name. The rest of the squirrels are named after my mum's aunt, so that's Dot and Phyllis there.
And does the aunt appreciate this?
Well, they're no longer with us.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a tribute to them.
Right.
Chris Connect says, could you do one in a pink tutu? Which,
don't start.
As you know, Paul frequents pink tutus quite a lot. He does
ignore
like to
them.
Wear one.
Ignore them. Ignore
of
them.
An evening.
You know, maybe the sequel. Mm-hmm. We can tackle those themes.
Yeah.
Tell us about your siblings. Do you have siblings?
I have one sister, yeah.
And did she also get into this whole creativity thing because of the lack of TV?
She works in the music industry.
Which is creative.
Yeah, so she's creative in her own way. But if you know any animators, you'll know that we're all kind of isolationists and control freaks. So yeah, it was just me working on my own.
Right, okay. So you've got the film, you've made the models, you've written the script, presumably.
Yep.
Yeah. You're now going to put the whole thing together. Where are you in the process, Astrid, of actually getting this film together?
So I'm 90% of the way through my storyboard. So I spent 3 months doing a shot-for-shot storyboard. And so I've just got the last 10% to shoot, and then I've got post-production to do. So Foley, sound mixing, editing, colour grading, which is when the film kind of makes it look nice.
And what is Foley, please? I don't know.
Foley is recording the sounds. So obviously with animation, they don't literally make the sounds themselves. So
I don't speak.
If a door...
Your squirrels don't speak.
There are no...
Hold on. I've got them picking a minute. Your squirrels don't speak.
There are no voices, gracious. But there are sound effects. So when a door opens, then somebody has to record that sound of the door opening.
Okay.
That's Foley.
Right.
So you ever have a talking squirrel?
I'm not a fan of... actually, that's not true. I am a fan of talking in animation, but for me, I prefer silent animation with just a score and Foley, because it means that anyone in the world can enjoy it. They don't have to have your language.
Yeah.
And it also just means that it allows your brain as a viewer to go to a different place.
Mm.
And I find that, kind of more exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. Funnily enough, I like things like that as well. I'm currently president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, and of course that has a big benefit to watch something like that that doesn't have dialogue, because you know they don't have to read words or on the bottom of it subtitles. They can follow the plot just like everyone else can. So
yeah.
It's brilliant.
Mm. Yeah.
So you're 90% of the way there. You've got to add some technical stuff and do some hocus pocus and some jiggery pokery and stuff like that. The Kickstarter project that you're running, tell us a little bit about that and what you're trying to do with that and what your aim is.
Yeah, so that's been running for just over a week, and my target was £5,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's all going towards post-production, because post-production is quite an expensive process.
Is that the most expensive bit of the project? Or?
Well, it just all comes in one lump sum, obviously a lot of money has been spent. You know, I've self-funded up till now,
right?
On kind of building and film and developing, but yeah, that's the kind of expensive part of the process in terms of one lump sum. So yeah, so the Kickstarter has been running for just over a week and I'm 96% funded at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very exciting.
That is well cool. That is well cool. That's good. One of my big things about Kickstarter projects, a lot of people don't do them properly. They ask for too much money, too short a time without the right offers back, and then because you don't meet the target, you don't get any of the money.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure that the rewards that I was offering in return for the donations were good value and were something that people could enjoy.
One of the rewards is to actually buy that squirrel, isn't it?
It is. That's the top end of the reward. So the rewards run from just £3 to get a download of the finished film, right up to £1,000 for a squirrel.
Right.
Yeah. And
I have to tell you, folks, the squirrels are well worth a grand. they're unique, aren't they? There is just one in that pose.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that character.
Yeah. And
that's
they're entirely handmade. Mm. And, you know, when the museum tour happens in a few years' time, you can, be part of that.
Absolutely.
You can own something, part of that. Yeah, so quite a lot of the rewards have sold out now, but I'm going to be adding new rewards this week and releasing a new fun video as well this week.
Fantastic.
He's fabulously bendy. I've just been playing...
Who, me?
Well, when you're doing your downward dog, of course. But Ginger Squirrel just made a run for Paul's Pears. And very bendy.
She's a fantasist. She really is a fantasist. She's worse than a kid. She really is.
But, beautifully bendy to play with.
Yeah, well, everything has to move. So the claws all move and the ears and the eyes. You actually have to... I don't know if we've got a pin in the studio, but the eyes move by sticking a pin through the centre of the eye and then you can...
I've often said that Jules makes me want to stick pins in my eyes, and now it's happening for real.
Now is your opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've had Serenity Becker was coming in on Periscope. Hello to you. And also Whitstable Stove Shop, in answer to my squirrel pie question, said what sauce would we be eating with squirrel pie? I suggest...
Why are we talking about eating squirrels?
A nice chocolate sherry, perhaps, or maybe a bit of Madeira I would go for, with a little pinch of chilli. But we wouldn't eat these squirrels.
Without the squirrel.
We won't be eating these lovely squirrels.
For goodness sake.
Just the pests.
Yeah, I'm not sure they'd be that tasty. Mm-hmm. Quite a lot of, dangerous chemicals involved in making those.
I want to change tack slightly now, Astrid, and... where do you do this? Have you got a studio? Is Mock Duck Studios actually a studio, or is it like in your back bedroom, or how does this work?
It's in my basement garage in my house. So the whole ground floor of our house is a... it used to be an old stables. It's a garage.
Right. Okay.
And I've turned that into my studio in Folkestone.
Right.
The main reason I moved to Kent 3.5 years ago, to Folkestone, to find somewhere that was a good workspace and a good affordable space to live.
Right.
And it's really changed my practice, because Folkestone has an amazingly supportive arts community.
Mm. I was going to say, it's something that's happened just recently as well, with the Creative Quarter and the Quarter Deck, and all that kind of area of Folkestone has started to attract a lot of creative people into it as well.
Yeah, and that was a big reason for my choice to move there. Mm. And I've not only met some amazing people, but also, found people who can work with me on this and, just kind of support me.
So what kind of people have you found to do things? What kind of things are they doing? How do they help you?
So a couple of people have the Folkestone Fringe, run by Diane and Denise Dever, have supplied materials for me. And then I've also got a really great assistant, Tiffany Monk, who is local. And so she helps me paint my backdrops and makes props for me.
Sorry to interrupt. I just look over here and Jules is just playing with his squirrel. She's just messing about. She's like a little girl. She's playing with all kinds of props and things. She's in a little world of her own.
Sorry to
interrupt, Astrid. I just had to let our listeners know about this. This is the first. This is the first in 8 years of broadcasting this show that Jules has stopped eating and drinking and started to do something else. Anyway, do carry on. So you were talking about the kind of things that people help you with in terms of the movie.
Yeah, and you know, I ran my launch party for my Kickstarter campaign last week in Folkestone, and right. just had, you know, the whole community showed up and supported me, and I just think I moved from London, and you just don't really get that kind of support in London.
No,
it just wouldn't have been possible.
Absolutely.
I will just interject, I do still have to complete shooting my film, Jules, with these squirrels.
So
have I got them in the wrong sort of?
So
yes.
No, you're going to break them. Is what
put
she's
them
saying.
Gently down on the desk.
I love them.
And back away.
I do love them. I really do. And I'm actually beginning to like the grey one a little bit more. I don't know why.
Well, you know, she's a plucky underdog.
Yeah, she is really lovely, and she's got a little sweatband on, little headband.
How do you know it's a she?
Yeah, they are women.
She's a she.
Yes,
I know. I know the ginger was because she's got a brownie shirt on.
Yep.
Well, you see, I would have said the ginger was much more boyish looking, actually.
But you just called her she.
Well, yeah. Because,
but then you've been bending her all over the place, so she could be anything by now.
Yeah, unique.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You could have snapped it off.
Eunuch.
From your point of view, the film's made. You put it out there. What do you have a goal? What do you want to achieve from this, and where do you want to go from there, basically?
Well, I'd really like to win an Oscar and a BAFTA.
Yeah,
that's,
quite right.
That's the top goal. I'm going to send it out to all the international festivals, all the international animation festivals,
right?
And see what happens from there. But I would really like to find funding for my next film. And set up a small-scale animation studio in Folkestone.
Right.
There's a lot of people who would definitely be interested in getting involved in that. There's a lot of young people I know that animate there. So it would be really great to be able to build something that would, you know, bring animation industry into Folkestone in a stop-motion way. So that's what I'd really like to do.
Cool. Okay.
Am I right in thinking there's a big market in sort of China and Japan for this kind of thing, or am I wrong?
I mean, there's appetite for stop motion everywhere. A lot of animation.
I don't know why that's made Sarah laugh. Sarah's laughing about that.
I'm laughing
at what? Come on, Sarah. Something's made Sarah laugh.
Because Deborah's just put a tweet out.
Oh, right. Okay. So, it was a sensible question. You know how.
She says.
When you see, for example, Japanese kids on the tube, they're often reading those animated.
Oh, anime. Anime stuff.
They love those comic-y things, don't they?
Yeah. I mean.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. So they're. In Japan and China, they mainly produce 2D animation, both drawn and CG. Mm. I'm sure there is stop motion, puppet stop motion going on. It's more mainly produced in this country and in Europe, and obviously a bit in America with Leica. They do things like Coraline and Paranorman. Mm. There's kind of a bit of a resurgence going on. Hopefully that can just kind of continue and grow.
Remember the Clangers?
They're back.
Are they?
Yeah, they're back.
Yeah, I love the Clangers.
Michael Palin is doing the voice now. Yeah,
he's great.
The Soup Dragon.
Yeah.
So, do you have an idea what your next project is going to be? Once you've succeeded and got your Oscar and all that?
Well, there's been some interest in turning Squirrel Island into a kids' TV show, which would be really fun.
Right.
So that's, you know, I'm kind of still working on that.
Okay.
And then
we could relaunch the Tufty Club.
Yes. But I am also writing my next film, so I'd really like, and that will be a feature film, so I'm trying to get funding for that. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Look, we could talk about this forever because it's brilliant. It's absolutely fabulous, and we absolutely love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Really, really cool. Give us a shout out for your website and your Twitter handle, and I'm assuming that via those two methods, people can find out the actual link to your Kickstarter campaign. Give us a shout out for those.
Okay, so my website is mockduck.co.uk, and the Twitter handle is @squirrelfilm, and the link is on both of those.
Cool, fantastic. So do give Astrid a follow, check out the website. Put a little bit of money into the Kickstarter. You don't need much more now. You're nearly there.
But for the next project.
So bookmark it. Think about it.
Yeah.
The next project's going to be even bigger and better. It's going to be fabulous. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for coming along and showing us your models, telling us about the fantastic creative work you do. And you're absolutely right. One of the big things about Kent is we do have a big creative community all around the county, and there are pockets of that in different places like Whitstable and Faversham and Folkestone, as well as other places. Do keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
We absolutely love what you're doing.
I'm just looking at Astrid's lovely shoes. They're very creative.
I can't see her shoes. They're under the desk.
They're lovely.
But for the moment, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I will try to wrestle the squirrels away from Jules before she breaks them and give them back to you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, the absolutely lovely Astrid Goldsmith of Mock Duck Studios.
Thank you very much. You're a star.
Thank you. Brilliant.
And talking of art, there's a Still I Rise art exhibition, which is on the 28th of October, and it ends on the 3rd of November. It's Tracy Peasley, who facilitates a group of seven women artists called Pandora's Other Box, and the eight women have been working with the poem Still I Rise, by the late Maya Angelou. It's going to be at the Fish Lab Gallery in Oxford Street, Whitstable, which I think used to be a fishmonger's. That's why it's called Fish Lab. And it's free to get in. You need to contact Tracy with an IE, Peasley, on Tracy, TracyPeis for sugar, LEY, at yahoo.co.uk.
Yahoo!
Well, I'm going to South Carolina.
Yahoo!
And you can go on our website, which is www.tracypeasley@yahoo.co.uk. And obviously, it will be on Kent Business Radio after the show.
Sweet.
The squirrels, I've ruined my system. I can't put my red emails into the little file that I've got here.
Can you not?
Because they're standing on
We've had loads more tweets. We've had a tweet from a new listener's TW Music School, who say, Vanillaware, but it's the last week of Kids Book Kickstarter campaign for parents and teachers to teach young children drums.
Oh, that would be rowdy, wouldn't it?
That would be rowdy.
Yeah.
And they've given me a link. I can't see the whole link, but it's kickstarter.com/projects/... Hold on a minute. No, it won't let me in. sorry about that. Drum, D-R-U-M-A, and then something else. I don't know what's on the end of it. So the easiest way to find that out is to follow TW Music School. That's their Twitter handle, TW Music School, and then you'll find a link to their Kickstarter campaign. When we come off air, I will get the full link, and I'll put it up on the Business Bunker Radio Show so that you can find it there too. But do give them a follow.
Get Social Kent, it's free open day, and it's Thursday the 29th of October, Canterbury College, New Dover Road, 9 to 3:30, free to attend. You can find out on kentinvictachamber.co.uk.
Fantastic. Cars from Kent say, hi Jules and Paul, could we have a shout out on the Business Bunker please for carsfromkent.com? Cheers. You've just been shouted out.
I wonder what car of the week is.
I don't know, the last week it was a Maserati, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very nice. I'm still saving up. Also, the Organic Sisters, have you seen those?
I haven't seen that one yet.
They say, hello, Jules, Sirkin and Vanilla Webb and all the lovely ladies. Please remind the listener that we deliver organic fruit and veg throughout East Kent and also pantry sundries. What is a pantry sundry?
Pantry sundries?
It sounds good, doesn't
pantry
it?
Pantry sundries.
Yeah. Not panty. Be careful, it's got an R in it.
I said pantry sundries. Yeah, I didn't mention panties. It was you that mentioned panties.
So it's things like pasta and rice and things.
What, in your panties?
And olives.
You don't want to do that and make a right mess. What are you talking about, woman?
Bit fragrant.
Yeah. Get it together. Oh, blimey.
An operations director makes a career move to support UK SME growth. An accomplished operations director with over 30 years' experience in a global company has made an impressive career move to help small businesses flourish in the southeast of England. Who is this, I hear you cry?
Is it
Peter Searle.
Is it Peter?
Paul Andrews, thanks for asking. And he's worked for 34 years for global construction, property and services company KIER, K-I-E-R, and has become the UK's latest certified business doctor. And he will be supporting SMEs in Kent County, town of Maidstone, and the Unitary Authority of Medway. The region boasts a large number of SMEs, including light industrial and services. And Peter's looking forward to supporting a mixed portfolio of business run by passionate people. To find out more, go to www.businessdoctors.co.uk/doctors/Maidstone.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. We've had an email from the lovely Linda Garcia, who says, hi, Paul and Jules. Just to give you a heads up on a few dates, I'm presenting, talking or holding workshops in October and November. If you would be happy to let your listeners know, of course we would, Linda. On the 15th of October, that's this Thursday, at 3:20 p.m., she will be speaking at the North Kent Business to Business event at Brands Hatch, and she's going to be running a workshop called Unravelling the Mysteries of Productivity. That's at the B2B event at Brands Hatch this Thursday. That's running all day this Thursday, but Linda's actually speaking at 3:20 in the afternoon.
Oh, I'll be getting ready for Manhattan. Otherwise, I would have gone.
Oh,
Did I mention it? Here we go again. Yeah. Midtown, darling. I'll be in Midtown.
I've heard a rumour that you might be going to America again.
Yeah, just popping over. Why
haven't you mentioned it?
Well, you know, trying to fit it in.
I'm amazed you haven't mentioned it so far.
I will actually be working a little bit. I am doing some working, yeah.
I nearly choked.
Yeah, I'm doing the social media for my new husband's book, Frontier Funds, of course.
Cool. 21st of October, Wednesday, at 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at a KICC Breakfast Networking, Heart of Flavour, King Street, Maidstone. Oh, Heart of Flavour, King Street, Maidstone. That's next to me.
What is Heart of Flavour?
It's a restaurant.
Is it?
Yeah, it's next to me. It's next door to my office.
So it's Thai and then Heart of Flavour for pudding.
Yeah. King Street, Maidstone. Keynote speaker, The Taboo About Productivity. That's Wednesday the 21st of October, 8 a.m. On the 27th of October, Tuesday, 12 till 2, a KICC lunch networking with business at Bridgewood Manor Hotel, Waterslade. And she's the keynote speaker, talking about productivity again. On the 11th of November, 8 a.m. to 9:30, another KICC breakfast networking at the Thistle Brands Hatch Hotel, talking about productivity. She's very productive,
isn't she?
She's very productive, is our Linda.
She is.
And then on the 9th of December, on Wednesday, the 9th of December, 8 a.m, breakfast networking at a Coniston Hotel in Sittingbourne.
So basically she's eating and talking.
Yeah, at the Coniston Hotel in Sittingbourne, she's talking about squirrels. No, actually she's talking about productivity.
But actually, squirrels are quite productive, aren't they, with their nuts and things? You know, they squirrel them away, bury them in
It's just so childish, isn't it? It's just childish. She just wanted to get the word nuts in.
Yeah, and you know what they do? They bury them, and then they go back later and get them.
I can think of a lot of things that need that treatment. Trust me.
I love a squirrel.
Anyway, to finish off with Linda's email, you can find out more about Linda and what she does by going to her website, her business website, which is called Aluxi. It's aluxi.co.uk. That's A-L-L-U-X-I, aluxi.co.uk.
Do you remember it meant something, didn't it?
Aluxi? It means a shade of blue.
Yeah. And she does wear beautiful colours, if you ever look at her. She's always looking gorgeous. There's an East Kent B2B. It's on Wednesday, the 4th of November. I'll be in South Carolina.
No, you won't, will you? Why haven't you mentioned that?
Yeah, no, I will be. I'm going to have a little swing on a, you know, on a porch.
I've got two people standing in for Jules while she's away.
Just two?
We might not have her back.
Does it take two to do my job?
No. Gosh. One each week. A different one each week.
They can't do a whole show then. You know, have to share it.
No, they're doing a whole show, one each week.
Can't do two.
They could. No, they're more than happy to do that.
You're pulling my leg, I know. No. Anyway, while I'm in South Carolina, Wednesday the 4th of November, Discovery Park Sandwich, 9 till 4. There's a B2B conference and exhibitions, and it's who should attend, they're saying. You can, everyone who wants to achieve the highest level of success. No liver involved. Why come along, we ask. Learn from the experts, they say. Always the best speakers from around the UK and Europe. A great way of meeting hundreds of new businesses in one day. Great show offers from 80 to 100 exhibitors at each event. There is a hashtag. It's B2B1000. And can we beat 921,352 unique businesses reached in our first Twitter challenge? So use that hashtag B2B1000 and, of course, include BBunker because that's also essential for your business. The keynote speakers are someone we may not have heard of, listener, is the lovely Paul Andrews, Zoe Cairns, Dan Mordhub, and Lizzie Hodgson. Bookings are at kentinvictorchamber.co.uk and it's Wednesday the 4th at Discovery Park in Sandwich. Move over, Mr. Squirrel. While I try and put this in my file as read.
Cool, thank you for that. We've had a tweet from Maxine who says, Vanilla Web, shout out please for the first anniversary of Goodingham Wood. You can follow them on the Twitter, Gooding, GOODINGANDWOOD, Gooding and Wood. And we've just invested in the squirrels.
Oh, are they squirrel?
Oh, thank you.
Are they squirrel pie makers?
No, they're consultants.
Okay.
But they've been listening and they've invested in the squirrels. So thank you for that. And they said we'll be in touch with Jules soon as well for a catch up. Yeah, yeah. Sort her out.
When I get back from Manhattan, I'll see you. That'd be lovely.
Are you off somewhere?
Yeah, Manhattan.
Are you?
Yeah. But can listeners tell me, because everybody says about shopping in the USA, you might know, Sarah, you're the type.
yeah, you've got that look about you.
She bought a castle.
Yeah.
Come on.
As you do.
You know.
Yeah. She went out to Tesco's one day and came back with a castle.
She's got a castle under her arm in her bag for life.
Yeah.
But everybody says to me about the shopping, and I found it very expensive. I went to TK Maxx out there, which is called TJ Maxx. But
so you didn't do Macy's and Bloomingdale's and all that?
Well, I went in and looked at the rows of.
Yeah, well, of course they're
Jimmy
expensive. It's in Manhattan. What do you expect?
Midtown.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe. I mean, my daughter asked for a quilted Chanel bag. In your dreams.
She's that kind of mother.
I know.
She really
but
is
I,
that kind
I
of mother.
I fed them properly. I spent my money on food, organic.
Yeah.
Employment law, breakfast seminars, Ashford, Thursday the 12th of November. That's 8 to 9:30. Canterbury, Tuesday the 17th of November, when I will be in Manhattan. Sandwich, Thursday the 19th of November. I'll be in Manhattan. Please find attached your invitation to a free breakfast seminar for HR professionals, managers and business owners, delivered by the lovely Girlings employment law specialists. That will be Carl Vincent, David Morgan and Louise Purcell.
Yeah, go on.
Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I just had a tweet. I'll read the tweet in a moment.
Are we just huffing?
No, I'll read the tweet from Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had a tweet from Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York.
Oh, he's going to be talking about
it. No, he's tweeted. He just said, newsflash, Manhattan is closed to the public from the 13th of October until the 28th of November. Please don't come if you were thinking of coming. Love, Michael.
Very amusing, Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah.
But you know my new husband's going to be headlining a conference with him.
I do.
Yeah, so. Although I think Michael Bloomberg...
I'm surprised you've taken him with you. Oh, no, it's him going and you're going with him. I'm muscling in.
Well, you know, he won't notice. I'll just have his breakfast and that's all. He won't notice. The seminars are designed... What was I talking about? Employment law. Breakfast seminars with Girlings. Sorry, rudely interrupted by my co-presenter, Mr. Paul Andrews. The seminars are designed to give you the latest information in workplace law and will be held in Ashford, Canterbury and Sandwich. So you can go on to seminars@girlings.com to find out more, but they are the 12th of November, the 17th of November and the 19th of November. Actually, I will be back from Manhattan because I'm coming back on the 5th.
Cool. We've had a tweet from the lovely Miriam McGurk, author of Scorpions at Midnight.
We love her.
She is currently ensconced in Pink Pines, which is a house halfway up a mountain in Turkey.
But she'll be having luncheon.
And she's saying, I'm having lunch at Pink Pines and listening to Vanilla Webb on the Business Bunker show.
She's probably cutting off a little bit of donkey cheese right now as we speak.
Absolutely. A little sliver of donkey cheese.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe with some marmalade and some... She's got beautiful, great big bay leaves out there. I wonder if she'll bring Sarah some back for her. For her lovely luncheons that Sarah does. I love your lunches, Sarah. I'll come when I'm back.
Yeah, well, you just go around and blag them, that's why. Yeah.
Well, I do like tucking in.
And special desserts.
Yes. Oh, she does. She whipped me up a gluten-free cheesecake, listener, which was lovely. Yeah. Have you done any more since then?
I've got no more gluten-free people.
Oh, really? Where are they all?
I know.
I'll be doing a free-from show on the 7th of November, Saturday. So if you send me some details about your free-from details, I'll mention you.
Cool.
Love a castle on my show.
We've had a tweet from Steve Hemsley about his December's Business Writing and Media Communications Masterclass in association with Hendrix Training and Sentence Works. You can find out all about it, and the easiest way to do that is either to go to his website, which is Steve Hemsley, HEMSLEY.co.uk, or to follow Steve on the Twitter, and his Twitter handle is Steve Hemsley. So do give him a follow or look at his website and find out more about his business writing and media masterclass.
I'm getting in the holiday spirit, actually, because Thursday I'm getting ready, having bikini waxes and that, things that ladies have to have. And then Friday I'll be going.
Really?
Via Virgin. Planes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Got the weekend mooching around.
Tell Kerr have been on the Twitter. I'm ignoring you. I really can't
say?
Be. I've lost the will to live as
what
far as you're
saying?
Concerned. Tell Kerr, are you tuned into the Business Bunker? Vanilla Webb's taking your tweets, so tweet your business details. And that's Tell Kerr, the lovely telecoms providers over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester.
Now, did she use the Bee Bunker hashtag? She didn't.
She did
she?
Indeed.
Did she?
She did use the Bee Bunker hashtag. Nice
points.
One, Lisa.
95
nice
points.
One. Anyway, we're going to have our little mid-show break, and yeah. when we come back, we're going to talk to these lovely ladies sitting opposite that have been working really hard during
the
first part of the show, doing periscoping and tweeting and trying to pick up and recover bits of squirrel and all kinds of things. What do you reckon?
Yeah, what are we playing? Tunage?
Hey, have a listen to this.
I might guess.
In a minute.
Paul Andrews.
Yeah, have a listen. What do you reckon?
Sisters are doing it for themselves. Now, which version, though? Is it the Annie Lennox or the Aretha Franklin? Was it them together?
It's Eurythmics with Aretha Franklin.
Ooh, love it.